This is St. Louis Public Radio. Bullying at school is really tough for kids and their parents. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson reports, one Florissant girl turned her traumatic experiences with bullying into an organization to help others.
Michaela Norfolk is playing in the kitchen of her massive Barbie dream house, and the ticking noise means the stove is fired up and ready to go.
And some fry stuff too.
9-year-old Michaela is smart, creative, and has a whole lot of personality. And when she's not playing with her dolls, she's running her own organization. It's called We Rise Up for Kids.
We're providing outlets for kids who are victims of bullying to just like not focus on what they're going through and focus on fun things in life.
Michaela founded the anti-bullying organization when she was 8, and at the time, she was experiencing intense verbal and physical bullying at the hands of a classmate.
He pinched me, he pushed me, he shoved me, and on October 26, 2017, he escalated his behavior to assaulting me at school, and it was hard.
The bullying was so bad that it led to physical therapy, counseling, and thousands of dollars worth of medical bills. But at one of those counseling sessions, her parents learned that Michaela had feelings that she didn't want to live anymore.
We're both really frustrated that it was allowed to get this far because she did tell the teachers when it started with just teasing, and they kind of minimized it as kids just being kids, just ignore him.
That's Monique, Michaela's mom. They pulled Michaela out of the Hazelwood School District and began homeschooling her instead. And life for Michaela now is better, but she wanted to pay it forward. Michaela decided she wanted to use her experience to help others, so she brought the idea of We Rise Up for Kids to her mom.
Mommy was like, should we just do this for African Americans? Should we just do this for girls? I was like, no, because bullying affects everyone, and it doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter if you're a boy, if you're a girl. Doesn't matter. Bullying happens, and it's not just something that goes away.
Recently, We Rise Up for Kids launched a kickoff event at the Centennial Commons in University City. As expected for a kids event, it was loud. The room was packed with family, friends, and even strangers. And Michaela was at the center of it. There were games, activities, a photo area, and live storytelling by Michaela's grandparents, Bobby and Sherry Norfolk. But the event was more than just fun and games. There were therapists on site as a resource to help kids and families like Michaela's going through the same thing. Kyra Collins is a social worker for Special School District of St. Louis County, and she says bullying is a systemic problem in schools that often gets minimized. Collins says that's why it's important to believe and listen to your kids.
Be understanding, be able to kind of take that in and sit with that and help them process through that. And if, you know, just you and your child is not able to process through that, finding that professional help to help you guys do that all together.
Michaela says the organization is a form of healing, and she wants other kids to have that same opportunity. And just like the name of her organization, she wants kids like her to be empowered.
I want to tell them never give up, speak up for yourself, and tell your parents because they want to help. Tell your guardian, tell teachers, tell adults, and tell other kids what you're going through, and that will really make a difference.
I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.